The $769 million hike is about half of the increase that schools ultimately received in last year's budget. Governor Cuomo, in his presentation to the legislature, says he anticipates some blowback.
Everyone's going to say to you what they say to me, I want more. That is the constant refrain. I want more for education, I want more for health care, I want more for infrastructure, I want more for mental health. And everybody's right, but everybody's wrong. It's a question of balancing resources.
Cuomo says with a multi-billion dollar budget deficit and uncertainties in funding from Washington, spending needs to be lower this year. The pro-school funding group Alliance for Quality Education, in a statement, accused Cuomo of perpetuating educational racism and economic inequality for not including billions of additional dollars to comply with a decade-and-a-half-old court order to fully fund schools in poorer school districts. The New York State Board of Regents has recommended that funding be increased by $1.6 billion this year. The State School Boards Association's Tim Creamer says schools need the additional aid because their costs are rising.
We're not just trying to be greedy here, and we recognize this is a tough budget year. There's a lot of competing interests. There's a lot of political intrigue between New York and Washington, and the governor's trying a variety of things to on behalf of the state. So I give him credit for that.
But Creamer says most of the additional money proposed by the governor is earmarked for mandatory programs. And he says the teachers' retirement system has already notified schools that they may have to contribute more to the pension system. That could total an additional $200 million more dollars next year. The head of the state's business council, Heather Brichetti, says the state already spends more than most other states on education, but does not rank among the top-rated schools in the nation.
We are not number one in terms of results, in particular in education. There's definitely a lot of savings to be had. If you were to look at the spending in, for example, Massachusetts, which has 30 percentage points higher graduation rate than New York and spends less per pupil, you know, you might find some good examples of where there could be savings. And by the way, they did that under a property tax cap.
Republican State Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, who led the Senate Education Committee for several years, says he might go along with the governor's proposal, given that it's a tight budget year.
It's a lot of money. And if you spoke to anybody who works in the environment or transportation area or mental health, they would all graciously welcome 3%, especially in a year like this.
The legislature traditionally adds money to school aid in the final version of the budget, and Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he expects his house will do that.
Education and health care to the assembly members, it's like your brother and your sister. You love them both.
But Hastie says if lawmakers want to add to the governor's budget, they are going to have to find more revenues on top of the $1.3 billion in new taxes and fees that Cuomo has already proposed. And he admits that will be challenging. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.